This is about the Apostle Peter and fishing for souls.
这是保的使徒啊，使徒这个彼得啊，他怎么样去得人如得鱼。
And our text is from John chapter 21, verses 3 through 6.
今天的经文是在约翰福音21章3到6节。
And I need to set the stage a little bit before we get there. Jesus had been crucified and had risen from the dead.
我们这个背景是这样子啊，就是那个时候耶稣已经被钉十字架，钉死，然后已经复活。
And after his resurrection, he had now appeared two times already to the disciples.
复活以后已经向门徒们显现过两次。
They were seeing and believing the signs, the miracles, and the convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead.
门徒们看到这些神迹，看到这些能够令人信服的这些证据，主复活的证据。
But the Lord didn't do things the way I would have done things.
但是主所做的并不像我以为我如果是我的话会那样做的那个样子。
I mean, if I had risen from the dead, I would hang out with my congregation and encourage them.
要是我复活的话，我就跟大家会众在一起啊，给你们讲道，给你们鼓。
We would spend a lot of time together every moment and rejoicing.
我们要花很多时间在一起，一起庆祝，一起欢呼。
But that's not what Jesus was doing.
但是耶稣并没有这样做。
What he was doing was reestablishing his ministry team.
他所做的是重建他的这个侍奉团队。
They were disciples, and he had called them to be disciple makers.
这些是他的门徒，并且他要他们成为使别人能够成为门徒的门徒。
With all that was going on, he was now renewing his men to his mission.
然后这里他重新把他们的使命感呼唤起来。
He was also helping remove the doubts and fears that they had.
也是帮助他们去掉他们所有的怀疑和恐惧。
And he was preparing Peter for Pentecost, where God's Spirit was going to come and change everything.
然后也是让这个彼得做好准备来迎接五旬节的圣灵的降临。
I want to remind us that the doubts and fears that they would have had was the Romans had just taken their leader and crucified him.
他们当然他们会有怀疑会有恐惧，因为那些罗马兵丁刚把他钉了十字架。
With all the miracles and everything up to that point, they thought Jesus was bringing in the kingdom.
但是当神看到神耶稣复活这个神迹以后，神他们的门徒以为那个耶稣再来是要把他们在这个地上又建立一个天国。
They did not realize that this was a spiritual kingdom that was beginning in their hearts.
他们还没有意识到，这是他耶稣所要建立的，是在他们心里面的一个心里面的天国。
So the setting in John 21 is the Sea of Galilee.
所以这一切发生在这个加利利湖的边上。
In John 21, there are seven men listed there by name five. Two are left unnamed.
在这个这一节里，这段圣经里面已经有七个门徒的名字是列在那里的。
So there they are by the Sea of Galilee, and this is where he first told Peter and John to cast their net down in the deep water and then bring in a big catch of fish.
他们在加利利湖边，就在那个地方在以前就是他叫彼得和约翰去把网撒到深处，抓到很多鱼的那个地方。
These Galilean men were fishermen by trade.
这些人都是很专业的捕鱼的人，捕的渔夫，专业的渔夫他们都是。
If you remember that story from Luke chapter 5, they did what Jesus said. They cast their net into the deep water and brought back a catch so large their boats began to sink.
如果记得的话，在路加福音第五章记载了他们听了耶稣的话把网撒到深处，然后那个鱼所捕到鱼多的那个网都要破掉。
And at that moment, Peter fell at Jesus' knees in the boat and said, "Oh Lord, get away from me. I'm a sinful man."
在那个时刻，这个 彼得就跪在了耶稣的这个面前说主啊离开我我是个罪人
He was witness to something he had never ever seen before
啊，他见证了他以前从来没有见过的从来没有发生过的事情
Now in John chapter 21 Simon Peter this is what we have as our text
啊，
嗯、
go ahead啊、所以却在、约翰福音二十一章第三节、这里说、嗯、
So here they are by the Sea of Galilee Simon Peter said to them I am going fishing They said to him We will also come with you They went out and got into the boat And that night they caught nothing、
啊、西门彼得对他们说我打鱼去他们说我们也和你同去他们就出去上了船那一夜并没有打着什么
But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, Children, you do not have any fish, do you? They answered him, No.
啊，天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。
And he said to them, Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch. So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
This was not to teach disciples how to go fishing.
这个并不是耶稣，这并不是教他们怎么捕鱼。
I'm sure they appreciated the lesson though because they got a lot of fish.
啊，他们当然也很高兴，他们抓了很多鱼。
The Lord Jesus had told the disciples what to do, and when they did what he commanded, the Lord blessed them, and they had more than they could handle.
啊，当主耶稣啊告诉门徒应该怎么样做的时候，他们就就跟按照他的吩咐去做了，所以主就祝福他们，他们就。啊、得到的远远超过他们所求 所求所想的
When Jesus is our Lord we must follow his instructions his commandments his leading his guiding his counsel his direction and we must follow him wholeheartedly、
啊、当耶稣是我们主的时候我们必须、啊、遵照他的指令他的吩咐他的带领他的、引领他的指导他的这个他指的方向然后我们就全心全意地跟随他
And that wholehearted devotion is exactly why Jesus picked Peter to lead this church
耶稣选这个彼得来带领教会就是因为、彼得能够全心全意地来、跟随他
Before Jesus was crucified remember it was PeterJesus had said, I must go away and where I go you cannot follow.
你记得那时候在耶稣上十字架之前、耶稣告诉他们就说这个我去地方你们不能去。
And Peter jumped up and said, but Lord, I'll die for you.
但是彼得那时候跳起来说我哪怕死我要跟随你。
And in John chapter 13, Jesus said to him, Before the cock crows three times, you will deny me.
但是耶稣告诉他在鸡叫三遍之前你会三次这个不认我。
And then in John 18, Peter denies Jesus three times.
然后在约翰福音十八章我们看到彼得真的三次不认主。
He was no longer wholehearted. He was not fully devoted.
他没有完全心的来跟随主。
God is looking for disciples who will be completely devoted to his mission.
He 要找那些能够全心全完全委身于他的使命的这样的使徒这样的门徒。
His mission is to make disciples. Period.
这个使命就是要使万民做他的门徒。
Last year at this time, we had a sermon on making disciples from me, and I'd like to ask the question, how did we do as a church at making disciples?
去年这个时候我也讲到这个使人做门徒这个 这个话题，我想先问问大家，大家在一年来这方面做得怎么样？
This is not to compare ourselves to one another. This is simply to evaluate ourselves and say, what was my focus and where did I put my efforts?
不要去跟人家比，看看自己，我到底关注了，有多少的关注，有多少的付出和努力。
And just so you know, before I ask you about any of this, I ask myself this every day. I try to ask myself every day, where is my focus and where am I putting my efforts?
这个问题是我每天问我自己的。我到底我的注意力在哪里？我的那个关，我付出和努力在哪里？
You see, when I was saved, I was not saved to build a building. I was not saved to create a club or a social gathering.I was saved to make disciples.
Yeah, 我得救啊！我之所以得救，不是说要造一个教会，或者是把很多人聚在一起。我就是唯一的目的，就是要使人成为门徒。
Jesus called Peter, James, Andrew, and John, and the other disciples to leave their nets and come and follow him.
耶稣叫彼得、约翰等，他们都把他们的渔网放下来，跟随他。
I started following Jesus Christ when I was 20.
我是从20岁开始跟随耶稣的。
I wasn't really leaving a whole lot of nets. It was easy for me to leave my old life and to follow Christ.
我没有什么很多东西可以需要放下的东西啊，当时对我来说跟随耶稣并不难。
This is a slide from last year's sermon.
这张幻灯片是从去年的这个讲道里面的。
It said Grace for Growth, and it was our New Year's checkup, 1-6-2019. Ask yourself, have I helped God make a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ this year? Am I loving God, and am I leading others to Jesus?
去年就是我就问自己有没有帮助神至少是一个人成为耶稣基督的门徒，在一年里面让他们能够爱神，也能够带别的人来认识耶稣。
Again, this is focus and effort. Where are we putting our focus and our energies?
就是关系到我们的关注什么，我们在哪方面花功夫。
In no way is this to produce guilt. It's actually an encouragement for all of us.
这是对我们每个人所发出的一个激励我们的地方。
As a matter of fact, what I do in my own efforts, if I fail at that, I'll feel guilty. But when I trust the Lord and I do His will, it's easy.
每次我们传福音如果是靠自己，好像是认为是我自己在做工的话，那就会失败。但是如果知道我们是神和我在一起在做，是他在做工的话，这就很容易。
I'd like us to go back to Luke chapter 5, and you don't have to turn there. I'll just tell the story in just a second.
我们会回去再看一下路加福音第五章。
When Jesus had originally called these disciples to leave their nets, they had been working hard all night at fishing, yet they had caught nothing.
在那个当时那个场景下面，他们还没有跟从耶稣的时候，他们出去打鱼打了整整一夜，但是什么都没打到。
And now Jesus brings the disciples full circle back to that same location, and the same thing happens again.
现在这个时候，在最后二十一章子里，耶稣又把这门徒带到同样的地方，然后同样的事情又发生。
They had been fishing all night and caught nothing. At dawn, a man on the beach tells them to throw their nets over the right side of their boat, and quote, you shall find a catch.They cast their net and couldn't haul in the massive catch.
Is it in 21? Is it Luke?
This is from John again. We're back in John now.
Okay.
This
is
Luke
21. 就是说，耶稣对他们说，就是你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，就捕到很多的鱼。
John realizes their fish finder on the beach is Jesus, and he tells Peter, "It is the Lord." Peter throws a garment on and jumps into the water and gets to the shore as fast as he can.
Yeah, 他们耶稣所爱的门徒等到那 那门徒对彼得说是主，也就是约翰对彼得说是主。那是西门彼得赤着身子一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。
And this reminds me of some of you. I think there are lots of Johns in this church.
我们教会里很多人叫 John， 名字叫 John。
They intelligently recognize what's going on and make a good deduction.
他们 很会根据这个具体的情况能够做出逻辑的推理。
And I'm more like Peter. I just jump in the water as soon as I hear it, it's Jesus.
Yeah, 你们都非常有会很会思想会推理的。我像一个像彼得很鲁莽的就往这个水里跳。
The wonderful thing is we actually need one another to get where we're going.
但是其实我们要达到我们的目标的话，我们需要像我这样非常感性的人，也需要非常理性的人。
So Peter's swimming and struggling to get to the shore, and John and the other fishermen are dragging the catch with the boat. They arrive and get out to see Jesus, and then Peter grabs the catch and still is dragging it up the beach.
所以他们就就补了很多鱼。
This is just my interpolation.
Yeah. 所以他们抓了很多鱼，那个彼得还在想着把这个鱼怎么样拖上来。
That'll work. Jesus instructs them to bring some of the fish they have caught, and it says they count 153 large fish, and their net is not torn.
耶稣把他们叫他们把鱼拿到岸上来，他们数了一下，一共有153条鱼。
And then they had breakfast because Jesus had prepared a charcoal fire.
然后他们就在可以在一起吃早餐了，因为神耶稣已经把那个炭火煮早餐的炭火给他们预备好了。
I can't help but recall that it was in front of a charcoal fire that Peter warmed himself the night he denied Jesus three times.
这个想到这个炭火，我想到也是另一个场景，就是那当彼得三次不认主的时候，他也是在一堆炭火前面在捂他的手。
And the charcoal fire is only used twice in the book of John and the New Testament, as far as I know. And that's where Peter denies Jesus, and then Jesus makes breakfast.
Yeah, 这个炭火这个词在约翰福音甚至整个新约里面大概就出现过这两次。一次就是彼得在那里不认主的时候，另外就是现在耶稣为他们做早餐的时候。
They were brought back to the very place Jesus had first called them to catch men. They had been tempted to go back to life as usual before Jesus, but that's not God's plan for us.
Yeah, 他们被带回到他们当初被召的那个地方，被召去得人如得鱼那个地方。他们本来是这个没见到耶稣，他们本来就要回到他们以前的那个生活方式去了，但这不是神的计划。
Peter had denied Jesus three times while standing before a charcoal fire warming himself in John 18.
当彼得曾经在那个炭火前捂的时候三次不认主。
Now Peter is with Jesus again by a charcoal fire having breakfast.
现在彼得再次和在那个炭火的旁边和耶稣在一起。
The wonderful thing is Jesus is about to gently restore Simon Peter.
这里耶稣是非常温柔的让彼得能够重新站起来。
They had a conversation back and forth.
他们在那里有一个对话。
In that conversation, Peter recognized he didn't love Jesus more than the other disciples.
在这个对话中彼得意识到他并没有说爱耶稣爱过其他的东西。
In fact, in his efforts, he wound up denying Jesus three times, cutting off the ear of the servant of the high priest, and then running away from Jesus.
Yeah, 彼得他所做的只是三次不认主，他不过顶拿个刀把那个人家的耳朵给割下来，或者是然后就逃走。
But as Jesus restores Peter, he does it with three gentle steps.
但是当耶稣让彼得重新站起来的时候，耶稣一共分了三步来走，问了他三次。
He says, Peter, do you love me? Then feed my lambs.
他说彼得你爱我吗？如果是爱我的话，那你就喂养我的小羊。
Peter, do you love me? Then shepherd my sheep.
彼得，你爱我吗？如果爱我的话，你就喂养我的小羊。
And finally, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep.
但是也是彼得，如果你爱的话，你就来牧养我的来喂我的小羊。
And at the end of the conversation, Jesus, just like he said back in Luke 5, Jesus says, Peter, follow me.
就像当初在路加福音第五章一样，最后耶稣对他说，跟从我。
I'd like us to just evaluate ourselves right now.
现在我们再次来我们大家来提醒自己。
How about you and I? How will we make disciples?
我们每个人自己做得怎么样？我们有没有使人成为门徒？
One of the wonderful things about going out on a mission is that you guys have made disciples here. Lots of missionaries, they don't make disciples here. They go elsewhere and they think they're going to make them, but you've made disciples here, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, 很多这个宣教士他们在别的地方使人成为门徒，可在自己教会里还没有使很多人成为门徒。而 Paul and Jennifer 他们现在这里使很多人成为门徒，然后出去到宣教工厂使更多的人成为门徒。
I am so jealous of you guys.
我是真是很羡慕你们能有这样的机会。
And you would probably say right back to me, "Well, come on, join us."
什么时候回来说把我也带去？
Well, here's for all of us. Here's some things I think we can think about. We can help guide and guard our younger Christians and lead them in Bible study and service and prayerful devotion to Christ.
这里是一些我们在这里可以做的事情。我们可以这个帮助我们的青少年年轻的这个信徒们让他们怎么样的学习更好的学习圣经，学习怎么样的侍奉，然后怎么样灵修在祷告中来见基督。
We could help make disciples by shepherding some of the wayward sheep back to the fold and helping others to be wholly devoted to Christ and his mission.
我们可以帮助来喂养把那些已经走偏的那些羊带回到羊圈里面，然后帮助别人能够全心的来去实现他主的使命。
We can help support missions and outreach events and learn to pray as an intercessor for our church and leadership and vision.
我们可以帮助能帮助来支持宣教和这个然后也是学会怎么样为他们代祷也是为我们的教会的意向来代祷。
We can be careful to guard the flock against attacks that divide the body, guarding against comments that undermine God's work.
我们要很小心的来保护我们的羊群，不让他们因受到攻击而被驱散，被分裂。然后要小心不要讲那些能够毁坏神的工作的话语。
We can learn to grow in the grace and love of the Lord Jesus Christ and shine His love and beauty to attract lost people to Jesus.
我们可以学着怎么样在恩典和爱里面成长，然后在耶稣基督的爱里面成长，然后让他的爱和他的美能够从我们身上像光一样发出去，来使更多的人来认识耶稣。
I hope we can be like Peter and say, "I am going fishing."
我希望我们每个人都能像彼得那样说我要去打鱼了，我要去得人如得鱼。
To catch others and make disciples for Jesus.
让更多的人成为耶稣的门徒。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace in our lives.
天父，我们感谢你在我们生活中的恩典。
We thank you that you are the one that makes disciples through us. It's not us.
我们知道不是我们能使人成为门徒，是你通过我们来使人成为门徒。
We thank you for God's flock here, this church, and these wonderful people.
我们为我们教会的这个你的羊群来感谢你。
We thank you for the leadership that you have placed over us, and we thank you, God, for the Word of God, the Bible.
我们感谢你给我们话语来引领我们这个教会。
As we evaluate ourselves, Lord, may our focus and our efforts be about making disciples.
当我们再次来评估我们自己的所做一切时候，能够再次把我们的注意力放在使人成门徒上面。
Help us to be wholly devoted to you, Lord Jesus.
让我们能够全心的委身于你。
We can only do that by your Spirit and by your power.
只有靠你的灵，靠你的力，靠你的能力，我们才能做到。
Bless our efforts, because all of our efforts are to be in Jesus' name. Amen.
你就是祝福我们的一切的付出，因为我们所有的付出都是在你的里面，是靠着你的名。Amen.
Thank you, Scott 牧师的信息，愿他成为我们的激励，成为我们的影响。
Yeah, thank you for Pastor Scott's message. May it be.